Are you familiar with the acronym BIPOC? It stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. And I want to talk to you about that today. As a BIPOC child-free woman myself, and how that could be a little different, being child-free could be a little bit different through BIPOC eyes, and just a little enlightenment for you as I dug into this and learned a little bit more about it myself. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
I am a BIPOC child-free woman. And again, BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. And it has become a little bit more prevalent in the current times at the time of this recording, January 2021. It is definitely more prevalent. It's more used. I hope that it also means that people know a little bit more about it. But I kind of relate to a little bit more recently, and since we've had some difficulty with social injustice and racial injustice in the United States as of lately. But I wanted to talk to you about it today because I feel that for a lot of BIPOC women that are child-free, this being child-free is enormous. Like it is a monumental path to take in a lot of cultures. And I want to recognize that. I want to recognize that in a lot of different cultures and races, that being child-free for a woman could make family ties impacted. Like they literally could be cut away from families physically, mentally, socially, financially. They could be shunned. In some countries, really, to be honest with you, in some countries in Africa and elsewhere, a woman who chooses to be child-free could be killed. So living in the United States and wherever you are listening to me from, it's going to be different. I'm sure it's going to be different. But even within wherever you are, your culture, your family, the society in which you live in could be very different as well. And so I want to challenge you to understand what women from that acronym are dealing with, and recognize that it is probably more popular now in the United States than it ever was. And it probably relates to a lot of women outside of the United States. On social media, especially like on Instagram, the child-free community on Instagram is very international. Very international. So there are quite a few accounts that are child-free in India. I believe there's one that popped up on my radar recently that is child-free from Malaysia. And it's just amazing to see how child-free women are perceived and accepted or not accepted in these different cultures, these different countries. And so I want to challenge you to dig in deep and recognize it and learn about it. And just like anything else in life, whether it's a culture, a religion, a race, a society, being educated is only going to benefit you to understand what's going on and to understand someone else's perspective. And I am so thankful that I'm digging in a little bit more about this. By all means, I'm not an expert, but I recognize it. And I also recognize that BIPOC women are marginalized in all societies. And so I'm on a mission to raise those voices. So if that's you and we haven't connected over on Instagram, head on over to Instagram at NotAMama and let's connect there. Let's support each other there. And if you know of a woman that fits this BIPOC community, if you know a woman who is doing amazing things for the child-free community and she can identify as being BIPOC, I want to know. Share my Instagram page with her. Send me a direct message, whatever it takes. I'm on a mission to raise those voices, in particular, those voices. I'm on a mission to support these women, if that's you, these women that are living child-free. BIPOC child-free women have a different cultural component to the mix, for lack of better words. And so I just wanted to raise that awareness, call on you and challenge you to raise your awareness and your education about this particular group of women. And I hope and wish that you would head on over and continue this and let's talk about this over on Instagram. In the show notes, you will see how you can join the Facebook group, how you can connect with me on Instagram, and how you can even leave me a message about this podcast.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.